Queen's Park. Ontario is expanding eligibility for COVID-19 first booster doses to young children. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore made the announcement Wednesday afternoon. Starting tour. September 1 at 8 a.m. Parents and caregivers of children aged 5 to the 11th of May book appointments for a pediatric booster dose through the COVID-19 vaccination portal or by calling 1-833-943-3900. Appointments may also be made directly through public health units that use their own booking systems, Indigenous-led vaccination clinics, participating healthcare providers and participating pharmacies. Eligible children can receive their first booster at a recommended interval of at least 6 months following their most recent dose. Expanding access to boosters for the 5 to 11 age group is aimed at mitigating the risk of infection as children return to school and as families start spending more time indoors. In anticipation of the approval of a bivalent COVID-19 vaccine, which may offer more targeted protection against the Omicron variants, a government announcement also said the province is working with public health units and sector partners to ensure doses are ready to be administered once supply is received from the federal government. Details on timing and eligibility for the bivalent vaccine will be released after Health Canada provides additional information and guidance. On the recommendation of Dr. Moore, the government said it is updating public health guidance to manage COVID-19 during the respiratory illness season this fall. Key highlights include: if you are in contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19, continue to self-monitor for symptoms. There is no longer a need to isolate, but you should wear a mask for 10 days when in public. If you are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 such as fever, cough, or runny nose, stay home from school, work and social events until your fever is gone and symptoms are improving, get a rapid antigen test or, if eligible, a PCR test. Wear a mask for 10 days after and avoid non-essential visits to high-risk individuals and settings. While we are updating our public health guidance, preventing COVID-19 and other infections is vital to keeping our families, schools and communities safe and healthy, Moore said. I strongly encourage all Ontarians to take advantage of vaccine and booster doses that are recommended and available to them, he added. The announcement was made as students get ready to return to class this fall for the first time without COVID-19 restrictions.